Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
One day I received a telephone call that seemed surreal. As a pastor, I've faced a variety of tragedies, but none as shocking as this one. One of my former parishioners had been killed. While she was playing the piano over the noon hour, someone entered her home and snuck up behind her and, well, it was a horrible tragedy and very personal to me. This woman and her husband had been small group leaders in my church for a number of years, and then they had moved to another city and became involved in another Bible-teaching church. In fact, her husband was serving as an elder, a spiritual leader in the church. Well, I immediately called the husband to share my grief, and during that conversation, he invited me to speak at his wife's funeral, which, of course, I did. Needless to say, it was a somber occasion. This dear saint was a godly woman, and the question in all of our minds was, why did this happen? Well, then came an even greater shock. This man was accused of murdering his wife. Though he denied committing this horrible crime, the evidence was overwhelming, and he was sentenced to life in prison. This is a horrible story, and one that still grips my heart, my soul. Paul made it clear that not all anger is sin, when he wrote that when we get angry, we should not sin, but murder is the ultimate in sinful anger that is out of control. But also remember that the Bible teaches that we can commit murder in our hearts. The desire to kill someone is as equal as the act itself. So let's take Paul's words seriously. When we get angry, let's ask God to help us avoid sin in any form or any fashion.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.